Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hey, how was church last night? Now, I know most of you don't have Thursday night service, but boy, did we have a great start to our missions conference last night, and had a delightful time hearing from Doc Martin and what the Lord is doing there through Trans Global Health Partners. And, of course, Pastor Hamilton brought a wonderful message from the Word of God. The attendance was good, and the spirit was excellent, and God met with us. And, boy, we had a wonderful, wonderful start, and we're looking forward to doing a little tour of Anthony Thomas Chocolates today, and then, of course, getting ready for the service this evening at 6:30. Come on out and join us tonight. We'll have the Morgan family, who are going to Japan as missionaries, and a delightful family, and we look forward to hearing from them and them presenting their burden and their call of the Lord to go to the land of Japan and spread the gospel. And of course, another message from Pastor Hamilton, and it's going to be a great, great Friday evening together. Those of you who normally come to RU on Friday night, you come on out, 6:30, remember, not 7 o'clock, and be part of the service. Then right after the service dismisses around 8:30, you'll go into your groups and get your papers filled out and have your second talk, and then end up with the first talk. Kind of do it a 3-2-1 instead of a 1-2-3, and it will still meet with the RU folks this evening right after the service for the missions conference. And of course, tomorrow is the big parade in Grove City, Arts in the Alley, and we'll be in that. Hope you can come out and see the float, and let us give you some literature and some candy. And we always enjoy being in the parade, in the Arts in the Alley parade here in Grove City. And then we meet back again Saturday night now, 6:30 again for the service, and that's always a special night, and we invite you back for that service. And then we'll close out on Sunday with the normal service times, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday. And so it's going to be a great, great time together. If you didn't get to come out last night, come on out and join us for the weekend. We sure would love to have you. And I want to share something with you today from Luke 22. And it's a thought that we got, many years ago when we first went on a missions trip to Mexico, based out of El Paso, Texas, with Bearing Precious Seed. And the text I want you to look at is in Luke 22. And it's Jesus here in the garden. And it says in verse number 39 is where we'll start reading. As he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel from heaven, unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Of course, you know the little bit of this prayer, and I think some of this prayer is recorded for us in John 17. Now, I just want to say this, that Jesus is not asking for the cross, that he wouldn't have to die on the cross. No, that's why he came. He said the Son of Man has come to give his life a ransom. He knew that he was coming to die, and he never shunned away from that. He never shied away from that. I think that night, as you know, he began to sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. I believe Satan was trying to kill him right there in the garden, so he wouldn't be the Passover lamb. You see, Jesus wouldn't die on Tuesday. Jesus would die on Wednesday. That is the Passover day, and the 14th of the month, and he's the Lamb of God that'll take away the sin of the world. But the thing I want to draw your attention to today, and we want to focus our thoughts on, is this thought here where Jesus prays, and he says, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Have you ever sincerely, on your knees before God, said, not my will, but thine be done? How do I know if I've given up my will for his will? How do I know if I've sincerely prayed, not my will, but his be done? Is there a way to know that I meant that? Yes, there is. Is there a way that I can know my will is gone and his will is what I want? Yes, there is. Because when you say, not my will, but thine be done, and you really mean it, then what you're saying is, number one, I will do anything you want me to do. I'll do anything. And God, you fill in the blank. No exceptions, no boundaries, no restrictions, no exclusions. God does not call the qualified, my friend. He qualifies the called. Moses, I'll be with you. Moses tried to make the excuses, and God said, Moses, I'm going to be with you. I'll give you the words to say. And so Moses surrendered to do what God wanted him to do. If you say, not my will, but thine be done, but you still have conditions about what you'll do, then you've not surrendered. Then you have not meant that prayer, not my will, but thine be done. If you mean it, then you will say, I will do anything that you want me to do. Number two, you'll say, I will go anywhere you want me to go. Now, you'll not be like Jonah who say, Lord, I'll go, but not to Nineveh. No, I'm not going to those people. Lord, I'll go, but not to Africa. Lord, I'll go, but not to the Muslims. Lord, I'll go, but not where it's too hot. Lord, I'll go, but not where it's too cold. Or will you say, I'll go anywhere, God, anywhere you desire me to go, anywhere you need me to go. You see, God doesn't change the place. He changes you. I recall Brother Jarvis in our church, who for years served as a missionary out of El Paso to Mexico on the BPS mission trips. He said, you know, when God called him from Minnesota and out to El Paso, of course, green and lush and rainy, and Minnesota out to desert El Paso, where he said, I learned that if it grows, it'll poke you, and if it's alive, it'll bite you. He said, but to me, he said it was the Garden of Eden. Why? Because God changed him, and God put him there, and he was exactly where God wanted him to be. And have you ever said, Lord, I'll go anywhere? Not just, Lord, I'll do anything, but Lord, I will go anywhere you want me to go. Lord, send me anywhere. Only go with me. Lay any burden on me. Only sustain me. Sever any tie, save the tie that binds me to thy heart. Oh, that was Livingston, I think, who wrote that song, who went to Africa. Oh, listen, my friend, anywhere, anywhere. I'll do anything, God, and I'll go anywhere. Then you know, you mean, not my will, but thine be done. But not only will you say, I'll go anywhere, and I'll do anything, but number three, I'll go at any time. You say, well, I'm just waiting for the right time. Well, if you wait for the right time, it'll never come. Do we tell people to wait for the right time to get saved? No, we tell them now's the accepted time. Today's the day of salvation. Do you just wait for the right time to have children? You know what we call those people who waited for the right time to have children? Childless. Yeah, there never is a right time to have children. You just have them. And then God takes care of it. You don't wait for the right time to begin tithing, or you never will. You just begin tithing and giving God what's his. You don't wait for the right time to be baptized. No, you obey him. And you get baptized. Often those who wait never do get baptized. Do you give God all the reasons why you cannot do anything anywhere at any time? And if you're giving God the excuses, then I can tell you, my friend, you're not surrendered to him. You're not really meaning it when you say, not my will, but thine be done. It's like death. Think about this. Someone's sick, or someone goes in the hospital and we don't have time to see him, or we hear they're sick at home and we just don't have time to go visit them. But once they pass away, we make time, don't we, to go to the viewing or go to the funeral? See, we have to be willing to go anytime. Anytime, anytime, God. Right now, I'm willing. Whatever it is, I'll go. I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere. I'll go at any time. And then number four, I'll go at any cost. I'll go at any cost. Don't put a price tag on it. Oh, you couldn't afford it anyway. Remember James and John, when the Lord called them and Peter? Hey, they just brought in a great boatload of fish, more than their nets could handle. It was the biggest catch they'd ever had. I mean, you talk about business. Business was at its peak. And they walked away from it. They walked away from a bunch of money, my friend. They turned it all over to God. And God took care of them. And he will supply for them. That's his promise. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It was William Carey who said, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. And you may think, well, wait a minute, Pastor. I'd like to tell God, not my will, but thine be done. I'd like to say I'll go do anything, and I'll go anywhere, and I'll go at any time. But preacher, I got a house to sell. I got a job, and I have all this stuff I collected. And let me ask you a question: are you telling God something He doesn't know? You think when God calls you and God lays His hand upon you to say, I want you to do this, that He doesn't know about all those things? Sure He does. So don't be like the men in the Bible say, well, let me first go home and do this. Let me first go home and bury my father. Let me first. No, it's not me first. It's not me first. It's where you'll step out and trust God, because you know that He can supply your need. The little boy in the country store where he's standing there and the mother is saying what he wants, and he's eyeing the jelly beans up in a jar behind the counter. And the man says, you want some jelly beans? And he said, yes, sir. He said, well, go ahead and help yourself while I get these things for your mother. And the boy just stood there. He got a few things and he looked back and he said, hey, go ahead. Help yourself. I'm getting these things for your mom. Go ahead. And the boy didn't move. And finally, the mother said, son, go ahead and help yourself to the jelly beans. What's the matter with you? And he just stood there. Finally, that big man behind the counter reached in with his hand and took it, and the little boy held out both hands and put them in his hand and gave him a pile of jelly beans when they left the store. Mom said, what's wrong with you? How come you didn't get up and help yourself to the jelly beans? And you know what the little boy said? He said, because, Mama, his hand is bigger than my hand. He knew if I waited on that guy, I'm going to get more jelly beans than what I could get for myself. And listen to me, my friend. If you wait on God and you trust God, He certainly has a bigger hand than you or I do. God's hand will supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God's supply of His hand is much bigger than mine. Are you willing to do anything? Are you willing to go anywhere? Are you willing to go at any time? Are you willing to go at any cost? Those four statements reveal if you've given up your will for His will. When James Calvert went out as a missionary to the cannibals of the Fiji Islands, the ship captain tried to turn him back. The ship captain said to him, you're going to lose your life and the lives of those who are with you if you go among those savages. And to that, James Calvert replied, sir, we died before we came here. We died before we came here. That's what it means to say, not my will, but thine be done. I'll do anything, I'll go anywhere, I'll go anytime, I'll go at any cost. And my friend, when life is over, and we stand before our Savior, nothing else is going to matter but His will. His will. Not my will, but thine be done. Well, I hope you can join us tonight for the service and maybe tomorrow for the missions conference, but certainly pray for us and pray for God to touch hearts. And I pray that each of us would be able to say, not my will, but thine be done. I'll be willing to do anything and go anywhere and go at any time and go at any cost to do what God wants me to do. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Sure appreciate each one of you. And if we can help you in any way, drop us an email, give us a phone call. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Well, I look forward to being with you on Monday, and we'll recap the conference then. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. See Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.